CliffCentral.com.
My sister's boyfriend went up to the DRC.
Oh.
A little while ago. He told me some fascinating things about that country. Now, you know, when we think of the DRC, we think of, like, Conrad, Joseph Conrad's darkest Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you something that they do that we don't do that they're better at than us?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure there's a lot.
But there's one thing that I was very struck by. He said that they were driving around in, I think they were in Kigali, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he just saw everybody cleaning up, like picking up paper and plastic and like tidying up, like, you know, sort of raking up dead stuff. And the place just looked pristine. And he asked the guy who was with them, who's from the Congo, said, so what's going on here? He said, oh, every week there's a day in the week that there's a rule that everybody has to clean up around them. And you have to clean up until you don't see any rubbish anymore. If that means you have to, you know, walk 500 meters from your house to pick up some garbage or whatever, you do it. And as a result, and they all gather up their rubbish and they throw it away, and they keep the country tidy.
So is that a national law?
It's a national law. It's not a law, but it's like, if you don't do it, the other people in your community will fuck you up.
Sounds good.
No, this is terrific. This is such a basic thing. You know, we talk about, and I know loads of people don't like him, but Rudy Giuliani, when he was in America, when he was mayor of New York, he's still in America. When he was mayor of New York, he had a policy called the broken window policy,
mm-hmm.
which meant that if you want to start improving a neighborhood, if you want to start improving people's feeling of self-worth, if you want to start removing criminal and gangster and ghetto mentalities from communities, you have to start with the basics. You have to give them a clean environment, and they have to start believing in that they deserve to live in a clean environment. Because in this country and in parts of New York City, you have people who have no self-worth. They feel like they're the shit and the dregs of society, right?
Mm.
And as a result, they don't have any self-belief. They are unable to pull themselves out of poverty. They're unable to stop being criminal. They're unable to have pride in their own existence, which is the first step towards ultimate self-actualization, which is the point of life.
Sure.
So without being too grand about this, the people of the Congo have a lot more self-worth than people who live in squalor. Because even though they might be poorer than we are, perhaps, and than our poorest of the poor is, and there are loads of Congolese people, they've been through war and war and war and war. It just basically hasn't stopped.
Mm.
And they were victimized in a far harsher sense than almost anyone else in Africa by King Leopold II of Belgium, who just treated it as his own personal private property.
Yep.
And the people there were just his slaves. And they were he would murder them. He'd work them to death. This guy, look up Leopold II and you will read about a particularly odious son of a bitch. But the people of the Congo have every reason to feel sorry for themselves, and probably don't have, if you take it on the face of things, a lot to live for.
Mm.
There's abject poverty. Just surviving, just being alive is an achievement. And yet, I guarantee you that little things like keeping your environment clean, because then you can have pride in where you live. You can keep yourself clean. When you keep yourself clean, you can go out and convince other people that it's worth doing business with them, trading with them, speaking to them, engaging with them. When you have that kind of basic pride at that level, everything gets better from there on. And the broken window syndrome is basically, if there's a broken window in a building, people will not want to live in that building because that building is starting to become derelict. You can see the first steps towards destruction. But if every window in every building is a clean plate of glass, people want to be there. They see the place as being, you know, well looked after, sacred, worth protecting, worth maintaining. So where you see destruction, and that's why, you know, a street full of potholes all the property prices go down.
Well, Rosettenville, the picture I showed you yesterday.
Exactly.
At some point, that place slipped.
But I loved the story because it's such a small thing. We don't even manage to do that. Because we suppose ourselves to be better than a lot of other African countries. And we do. South Africans have got a massive superiority complex.
Yeah,
we do.
It's interesting. I wonder, though, how they got everyone together, because for someone to even take the onus to go, hey, listen, neighbor X,
I've seen this
shape
happen.
Up.
I've seen this happen.
How do you change someone's mindset?
In my neighborhood, there's a community group. I refuse to be on the WhatsApp group, but I know they exist.
Mm-hmm.
And they go around and they clean the rivers up every week. There's someone or a group of them who go and pick up litter, and you know that therefore the whole place looks better, and better people want to come and live there, and the people who are there have more self-worth.
Mm.
If you live in filth, even a pig, because think about the pigs for a second, because we consider them dirty animals, right? That's the general consensus is that pigs are dirty. That's not true. They're dirty when humans put them into small pens, and they're forced to live in very close proximity to each other and wallow in their own filth. If you find a wild pig, a bush pig or any of those, they tend to be very organized animals. They're very intelligent. They build themselves little bowers. They don't shit where they eat. They try to keep stuff tidy. If a pig can do that, it's embarrassing and humiliating for a human to live in this squalid less salubrious circumstances. So for humans, the very least you can do is live in cleanliness rather than filth. And if the people of the Congo have realized that, and we haven't in South Africa, and I'm not talking about just poor neighborhoods, I'm talking about rich neighborhoods too, there's litter everywhere. This country is just filthy.
Yeah.
I see plastic garden chairs broken and standing outside people's houses. I see people with the laundry line right in front of their front door. You know, people just don't have, they don't want to be seen to be better. And that's the first step towards, it's the first step towards just not being better. Mm. You know, we're all looking for reasons for other people to respect us, but we don't respect ourselves. It's such a small thing, but it's so big in terms of its consequences. So I heard that about the DRC and I thought, you know what? Got to at least mention it so that maybe some people pick up on it and they start going, well, I can start doing that in my neighborhood.
You know, during those marches recently, everyone I spoke to who went to them said the same thing. This was a unifying experience. Can you imagine these communities come out and do this all together? Again, it's a unifying experience. So you might think that your neighbors are rapists and drug addicts, but then spend some time with them, they might not be.
And not only that, but do something together to make the whole neighborhood better and watch how everything improves.
It's such a win-win. CliffCentral.com